Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell it for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now that we get a look at what this will mean for some of the highest paid players, what's the reaction been within the sport?
It has been uniformly terrible among the players, Scott. And listen, this is not just the highest paid players who, under MLB's proposal that was given to the Players Association on Tuesday, would see the largest pay cuts. This filters all the way down to the lowest levels, to the guys making $563,500, the minimum salary this year. This, Scott, has galvanized the players. They are uniformly together on this in the idea of outright rejecting this proposal from Major League Baseball.
What do you see?
All right, that was Jeff Passan on with Scott Van Pelt last night. Hour number two, Felger and Maz. He asked, what's been the player reaction to the latest Major League Baseball proposal to the players? Passan says, uniformly terrible. Maz, your thoughts?
Well, so look, I told you, I've been on the owner's side for this really from the beginning, because I think the players are increasingly difficult. With every generation that goes by, they become harder and harder to deal with. They're selfish, they're unyielding, all of that stuff. Complete pains in the asses. But on this one, I feel like the owners went too far. If Mike Trout is going to lose 80% of his salary, it's not even worth it for him to show up, when he has doubts in the first place. So I saw some of these numbers, and I've heard varying reports as to whether the math was right. But nonetheless, I'm going by the initial reports that Mike Trout would end up playing for $7 or $8 million, between $7.5 and $8 million. That is preposterous. Those cuts are way too big if that's the case. And if I'm the players, I'd be pissed too.
So what do you think the end game is here?
But.
Okay.
But here's my but. If the owners are doing this because they want to shut down the sport, and by that I mean create a work stoppage, that's it, we're done, then I'm for it. Because I think the game needs major overhaul. So if the owners are just screwing around here just to tweak the players, come on. Like, if you want a deal, negotiate a deal for just the pandemic, and let's get down to business. This cut is way too big. But if their motive here is something bigger than that, in other words, to say, hey, fellas, we don't want to play this year, so you know what? We're going to give you a crap bag offer because we think the sport needs to be shut down because you need to be taught a lesson, then I'm in favor of it.
Guys, that's the only reason I'm in favor of it, because I've said a million times, I really, at the end of the day, the economics, I'm probably on the player's side. And I frankly don't care what the players make versus the owners. But I have gotten so disillusioned with the Baseball Players Union, with the way they've stood in the way of everything, frankly, stood in the way of any sort of progress in that sport on any level.
Obstructionists, I think, is the term you've used before.
Totally.
Obstructionists, totally. So whether it's, you know, whether it's PEDs or cheating, and this latest thing was another example with the Houston Astros, the way they stood in that. And most importantly, and the one I care about by far the most, pace of play, I feel like the union has been obstructionist. They've stood in the way of progress of this sport, and they've ground this sport to a halt. They've really, the players, the way they play it, they've dramatically changed the game for the worse. And so I think the union needs to be taken down a peg. I think the union needs to be broken up. I think the owners need to take on the union. And I feel like I won't get my game back until they break up the union or severely hamper it. And so that's why I'm with the owners on this particular thing. If it helps break up the union, then go break up that union.
Yeah, I just...
Well, Go ahead, Murray.
I mean, looking at this last night, a lot of people are tweeting about it like, oh my God, look at these pay cuts. Can you believe this? And I get it. The owners are greedy scumbags. They are in all professional sports. It's a given. It's like the sun rises in the east. I can accept that. I think most people can accept that the owners are always going to be greedy. The players and their continued bitching. Now, during this time in life, rotten hell. Oh, $8 million? Well, $8 million's not good enough because you're supposed to be making 35. Your overpaid ass is supposed to be getting 35 playing your increasingly irrelevant sport. What's better, $8 million or nothing? And if you want the nothing, I hope you ruin your sport forever. I really do. I have no tolerance for this right now, and I don't think most people do. I don't side with them on this. I don't.
Well, and it's a good point, too, because, like, I don't know what LeBron James makes, but I think he's worth every dime. Like, he's like, because he's just, that sport is a huge national driver, and he drives huge revenue and huge interest.
For his ambassadorship alone, he's like, worth every penny.
Sure. Mike Trout makes 37. And I
pick him out of the lineup.
And I don't think 8 out of 10, I don't think 2 out of 10 sports fans could pick him out of a lineup. Exactly right, Murray.
Probably right.
I mean, you don't know what he looks like. You can't remember a single thing he's ever said. You hardly watch him ever. You know, you don't watch national baseball games. No one does anymore. The national ratings on baseball games are absolutely putrid. They're like NHL levels. So he's not. So it's like, I don't feel Mike Trout's worth that money.
No, not at all.
So I don't care if he makes it or not. So, I mean, it's another reason I'm with the owners. But if I'm, again, being honest, it really goes back to pace of play and the union standing in the way of that. So anything that happens to break up that union and take them down a peg, I am for, Maz.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that this offer was not done with the intention of making a deal. That's all. So again, what the owners did here, and not to get too bogged down in the minutia of it, but the owners effectively went after the star players. They said, no, we're not going to play. That most of the money is going to come from the guys that are making the most money. They got to make the sacrifices, which they could have accomplished just by doing what every company does. 30% for everyone. Okay, so again, 30% for Mike Trout's a hell of a lot more than 30% for a guy making the minimum. It might hurt the guy making the minimum more, but actual dollars, way more for Mike Trout. They didn't do that in this case. They clearly went after the star players, and the union has always protected and promoted the star players. So this is one of my criticisms of the union. They sit there and say they're there for the greater good. Oh, bull crap, you liars. They're star bleepers. That's all they are. The union is star bleepers because they know those stars are the ones that elevate the average salary, and then they can go to whoever they want to go to and say, see, the average salary is $4.5 million, even though 35 of it's going to Mike Trout, right? So they love to do that, which is what I hate about the union, for crying out loud, is that they don't really protect the interests of the guys who need the protection. They end up protecting the superstars who don't need it. But the owners did not make this offer with the intention of brokering a deal. No way.
No. As we said yesterday, and Pete Abe wrote here today in the Boston Globe, owners made a proposal Tuesday seemingly designed to split the Players Association.
Absolutely. That's what it was for.
And I think that association needs splitting. I think it's the only chance I'm going to get of getting my game back, getting the pitcher to actually throw the effing baseball and someone to swing the bat. And so, like, that's why I stand on the side of the owners on this. It's not specifically for the money itself. But, you know, just baseball in general, as Pete writes, you know, he makes, you know, a very salient point. He says the NBA is moving steadily towards a well-considered plan at Disney World. The NHL announced Tuesday their start of a 2014 playoff. The NFL has plowed ahead, conducting an entertaining draft, then announcing its schedule for the fall. NASCAR has started running races again. The PGA Tour is back in business. He says, fortunately, most of the commissioners, athletes, owners, and executives involved in those sports understand that this is a time to make accommodations for the good of everybody involved, especially the fans. If only that message can get through to Major League Baseball. So all these other leagues going forward, making steps, doing things. Baseball has not even gotten out of the preliminary stages. And they should be ahead of anyone. They should be ahead of everyone, in fact. You know, he writes, the MLB can't even get the little stuff right. He says the NBA and the NFL have uniform rules regarding the use of team facilities to keep everybody from trying to get an edge. But it's a free-for-all in baseball. I didn't even realize this, Maz.
True, yeah. Tampa's back, for example.
Several teams, including the Rays and Yankees, have opened up their ballparks or spring training complexes to players to start working out. Others, like the Red Sox, have not. I didn't even realize this. I don't even have rules on the little, you know, informal workouts.
Correct.
Good God.
Yeah, Tampa opened last week. And, you know, I mean, both of those teams, Tampa and the Yankees, are in Tampa or St. Pete area, but nonetheless, whatever. They've opened.
So here's Pete with another thing that made my blood boil. He says the union is at fault too. The players are pushing back on several of the proposed safety protocols, including the use of therapeutic hot and cold tubs before or after games.
I love this. I had to read it twice. Like, oh, we can't sign this unless we get our schvitz. Like, what are we doing?
So the players are pushing back because they can't take a spritz. Exactly. They can't spritz before or after their workout. They can't take the cold tub.
I need my steam.
Pete Abe writes, players treasure their routines, and one day they'll be able to get back to them. But fighting over being able to take a soak is ridiculous. You think? The NHL announces their plan, right? The MLB can't get past whether they're allowed to take a hot tub or not.
Seriously.
Meanwhile, Pete writes, the clock is ticking. The sides need to get this wrapped up by the end of this week to give everybody involved a clear path on reporting to spring training by June 10 and what will come after that. The logistics of starting the season now are a significant challenge. He says Commissioner Rob Manfred and Union Chief Tony Clark surely must understand that their legacies will be forever trashed if baseball doesn't have a season. The same will be true for the owners and the players. What a PR hit if they can't get this thing together, Maz.
Oh, my God, massive. And I told you, part of me hopes it happens. I do. Part of me looks at it and says, oh, you know what? Blow it up. Blow it up because the game needs major overhaul. Major, major, major. And the only way anyone will get the message is if they all lose money. All of them.
Says baseball survived the Black Sox scandal. They survived assorted strikes and lockouts over the years, even the steroid era. But this, fighting over money during a pandemic, is something entirely different. If MLB parks remain closed in July while the NBA and NHL playoffs are going on and the NFL teams are reporting to training camp, it will be a disaster. Everybody else found a way to make it work. Now it's time for baseball.
I'm rooting for the disaster.
Right, aren't you? Oh, my God.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
What an optic if in August, Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA final playoff games, you know, NBA playoff games, I should say. Teams are in training camp, spring training games, and baseball is still shuttered down. They had to cancel the season because they couldn't figure out whether the guy could take a cold tub or not. Think of that.
And, Mike, I'll tell you, the owners have good leverage in this scenario, which I can tell you what it is when we come back.
Okay, the owners' leverage, who I'm pulling for still through all of this. So there's your baseball update. Mix it in with the hockey calls right after this.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I am not nervous about the course of the season at this point. I got texts from people saying, you know, that I need to go have a drink tonight or, God, this is a bad day. Hey, listen, it's not a great day for baseball, especially against the backdrop of the NHL announcing a plan to come back. And the NBA looking like it's going to go down to Disney World. Here's baseball fighting over money. And, you know, in the end, is this going to be the tack that both sides take? Are they really going to let this thing blow up and fall apart? And you're going to have two winter and spring sports playing in your summer? I have a difficult time still, even after today, believing that baseball is going to go down that path. But then again, Prognosticators said the same thing in 1994, Scott. And the intransigence that existed back then, we're getting feelings of that right now. We're not there quite yet, but it can go sideways in a hurry. And that's why the players' counter later this week or sometime soon is going to be of such great import.
More reaction from Jeff Passan there. Don't tell me August is going to have NFL teams in camp and playing preseason games. The NHL on the ice playing Stanley Cup playoff games. The NBA on the floor playing NBA playoff games. And baseball's going to be shut down. Don't tell me that's possible. As you said, the owners have some leverage. What is it?
Because they already have an agreement on what the deal is if there's no season. And I think it's favorable to the owners. I mean, look at all the numbers we're talking about here. All the players are going to get is $170 million if there's no season. $5 million per team, basically, just a shade more to be distributed, basically, dependent on salary. So a lot of those middle and low-salaried guys are going to get nothing. Nothing. If there's no season played. And I'm starting to wonder whether the owners, you know, all this was part of their plan. I'm wondering if behind the scenes they're actually picking a fight and saying, no, you know what? This opened the door. We're going to shut down the season and we're going to break this union.
And to me, that anger would ultimately be misdirected by those lower paid players because they're going to be like, well, the owners, when they should be looking at the highest paid players. That's who's screwing them over.
And their union officials, Murray.
Oh, yeah.
And the agents, all of which, you know, fall under the same umbrella. Absolutely. It wouldn't surprise me. I'd give the owners credit if from the beginning they said, you know what, let's make a deal now that's on the cheap in the event that there's not a season, because everyone sort of thinks that that's an unlikelihood. We'll get out of it cheap and then we'll stick it to them and we'll bury the whole year.
Okay, just so they bury the union. That's all I'm interested in. So your thoughts, baseball, hockey, still on the board, whatever you want. Pete in the car. Go ahead, Pete, on the NHL.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Felger, you mentioned a while back about this whole thing with the NHL and if they were going to get going and, you know, the certain buildings that maybe they were going to play in. And at this point, you know, I know that the technology is advanced and we can have good ice in June, but does anybody really know anywhere, depending on what venue they decide to use or venues they decide to use, how things are really going to play out? And, oh, by the way, if there's going to be no fans in the building, that'll help the ice naturally. But if there is going to be fans in the building, hockey in July and August, I don't know how that's really going to work.
Okay, Pete.
You knew this was coming.
First call on the ice. We got the ice call. I forgot all about the ice calls.
All a matter of time.
Empty buildings, the ice will be better.
It's too hot for these games.
The ice will be better. In the dead of summer, in 90-degree heat, the ice will be better because the doors are not opening and closing for people, and people are not in the building, 18,000 of them, warming up the building with their body heat and their hot, stinky breath. It's going to actually be colder and better ice in there with the empty buildings in the middle of hot as balls July and August.
And if they're not opening their mouths, it'll be a hell of a lot safer, too.
Albert in Rhode Island on the MLB stuff. Hi, Albert.
How's it going, guys? Really a sad time when we are chastising professional, the best of the best athletes in the world. Murray, you said what's the difference between $37 and $8 million? Your tongue should have fallen out of your mouth. The second you said that, you should have been done. This is America, people. Capitalism, free market. People are looking and doing what's best for themselves. These athletes, any athletes, whether you think they're overpaid or not, they get paid that way because they're the best in the world at what they do. Anyone can talk on a radio. Anyone can teach a class. Anyone can manage CVS. Not many people could throw a baseball. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves for chastising these players, for staying loyal to the one thing they have, their earning power. That's all you have in this country.
Anyone can talk on the radio, Albert? Tsk, tsk.
How many terrible podcasts are out there? Like five good ones.
This is a special skill that we are bringing you here on a daily basis.
So look, yeah, I don't mind his point about what America is and the players have a right to earn. All that is true. What I would also say is, though, they're a union. Right? They're allegedly a union. So shouldn't the well-paid members of the union help out the lower-paid members of the union? That union, to me, is one of the great myths going.
And
there's not a lot of, I mean, the younger players all will go along with it, but that thing is an oligarchy. It is run by the wealthy.
And given the extreme circumstances, everyone has taken a pay cut. Now it's your turn. Dicks.
Cam and Taunton on the Bruins and their possible playoff opponents. Yes, Cam.
Mike, okay, first of all, how far back do you want to go with this damn thing with the Canadians? The Canadians blow, Mike. I can't think of one person who you have crapped on more since you came on the air 10 and a half years ago than Claude Julien. Now you're scared of him?
I am.
Now you're scared of him and that team who the Bruins went up there and beat 8-0 the night before Thanksgiving back in November, who they've beaten 3 of the 4 times they played this year by a combined score of 14-2. The Canadians, you'd rather face Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin? You'd rather face John Tavares and Austin Matthews?
Yep.
Then the name me, besides Brandon Gallagher, name me one of the Canadians forwards.
Domi, Max Domi. I'll take that guy on my team any day of the week. Tough little mug.
Okay, so this too. So you're facing world-class champions like Crosby and Malkin over these guys? Mike, the Bruins will beat the Canadians in 5 games. Do you remember 2009 when they went up there and swept them? Do you remember in 2011 when they beat them in 7 games? Yeah, the recent history, the Bruins are better than them. They'll win the series in 5 games. The Canadians absolutely blow, and Raps is better than Price. There's nothing the Canadians do better than the Bruins. Nothing.
I'm afraid of the goalie and the uniforms.
Yeah, and the history.
Yeah, I mean, not in that order. Uniform first. Then the goalie, and yeah, even the coach, who I told you is one of, again, Claude Julien, and my takes on Julien are like, you know, that's one I got right. He was overrated. It was time to move on. I've been right about Claude. But it's just my luck, just my lot in life for the Canadians to be, you know, gifted a spot into the tournament, for them to face you. You're much better than them, and they come and beat you, and then I get the Blinami from the Claude crew. That's you're right. I'm afraid of that. Yep, I'm afraid of that. I want nothing to do with that, because that's just my luck, Maz, that Montreal beat you, and then I got to hear from all the boo-hoo Claude crew, all the local hockey writers, all the rump, all the Claude rump swabs. How do you like Claude now? And I got to hear from all the Claude people. I don't need the aggravation.
No, like I said, again, I think we should make your emotional state and Murray's emotional state the priority here. That is, the most important thing. Personally, I'd just rather medicate the two of you and play Columbus. This is my 2 cents.
What do you want to medicate me with? You could talk me into that.
No, Murray, I think you're well suited to choose your own.
Continue with your thoughts, and we get to the NBA and a big picture thing on all these leagues, which is it's time to start making some decisions. And I would really start to put the NBA near the top of that list. We'll get to it after Murray's update here. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Here's what Michelle Roberts told ESPN, quote, "It's time. It's time. It's been 2.5 months of what if. My players need some level of certainty. I think everybody does," close quote. Roberts plans to speak with players on all 30 teams in the coming week. We speak now to NBA insider Brian Windhorst joining us on SportsCenter. Brian, what are the scenarios now that the NBA is considering?
Yeah, there's several different things, and I want to be clear, even though Michelle Roberts is saying that, not every player, not every team wants the same thing. In talking to teams over the last 24 hours, a lot of them don't really know what's going on here. They're asking reporters, do we know? Because there's a lot of stuff in the dark. Obviously, if you are in seventh or eighth place, you don't want to play in tournament. You just want to make sure you make the playoffs. If you're in 11th or 12th, you may want to play in tournament. If you are in a situation where you're a top seed, you may want a few games to warm up for the playoffs. And if you're other teams, you may not want to play at all. And so all of those things are technically on the table, but it's unclear how they're actually going to go about this, whether it's going to be a vote of the owners, whether it's going to be negotiated with the players, or whether it's just going to be Adam Silver issuing an edict.
So this is what I would say to the NBA, which is it's time to start making some calls. Okay, there's no perfect solution. There's not even any really great solutions. Everyone's going to bitch and moan about whatever you decide to do. Okay, but it's time to say yes to some things and no to some others and start narrowing it down a little bit, which is what I give the NHL the most credit for yesterday. And, you know, a lot of bitching and moaning about this, that, and the other, but that's what you're going to get. You have to start, you know, they started by telling the seven teams, you're done. They started by putting loose parameters in place about what it's going to look like when they do come back, but they haven't given you dates. They haven't even given you cities yet. But they've started the process. They finally started the ball rolling down the hill. It's time for Adam Silver and the NBA to start doing the same thing. And so is it going to be just the 16 teams? Is it going to be a couple bubble teams? Will there be a play-in tournament? No play-in whatever. It's time to decide that.
There's got to be framework, right? I mean, you know, because, again, the world operates better with framework. And if the people in the league, if you have the players in the league searching for answers and talking to the media and they're completely in the dark, honestly, I'm surprised. I thought the NBA would be more on top of it than this.
Well, something did just post from Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne on ESPN literally minutes ago. So if it's about player appeasement and making them happy, they're apparently the league and the Players Association are talking about allowing limited family members to join players in the Orlando bubble environment.
So, okay, fine. I mean, start making some calls. It is all I'm saying. The time, you know, I've drawn the analogy of like these, you know, these work meetings, these office meetings. We just sit around a table and people just talk to hear themselves talk. And it's like this endless circle of just chattering and blabbing. It's like, it's time, you know, it's time to make some calls. And to stop just navel-gazing and talking about it, you know, and start with the easy stuff. But you'll find out once you eliminate the easy stuff on the list, you narrow it down to the harder stuff, and it's time to start to, well, what about this? What about that? Well, what if we do this? What if we do that? Well, we can't do this because of that. We can't do this because... So, all right, enough. Got it. Okay, again, I said earlier it's been 12 weeks from today since the last game. It's actually 11. I think I miscounted by one. It's 11 weeks from today when that last game was. So... we're talking 3 months now to sort of model this out, and it's time to start coming up with ideas. It's time to stop coming up with ideas and time to start narrowing things down.
Mike, do you think the players want to play? And I don't just mean NBA. I mean all players. Do you think that they are all in agreement that they
want
to play?
No, I don't. And see, this is the problem.
Neither.
Because it's I don't blame them. It's like the teams that are out of it, I don't want to come back and play when you've made 80% of your salary. I mean, if you're one of these bottom teams in the NHL, I don't. They were smart to send those seven teams home. Those teams shouldn't come back. And same with the NBA. See, the big difference between the NHL and the NBA is that the NHL bubble matters. Bubble teams, the teams that are the 9-10 seeds, because 9-10 seeds creep into the playoffs and then go on runs and actually do something. So
absolutely.
Like the NHL, that's a harder deal. The NBA should be a little cleaner. It, you know, 16 teams make the playoffs, but only 5 have a chance at, you know, to do anything, if that. So... like, the NBA should be easier from that respect to whittle it down. It's time for them to start whittling it down, Maz.
Yeah, so look, again, I'm surprised, because I typically hold the NBA in high regard when it comes to this stuff. It feels to me like a very well-run league. The communication's good. They're progressive. They're willing to make changes. There's all that kinds of stuff. And on this one, it feels to me like they are kind of all over the place.
Well, let me tell you that I think, you know, both to their credit and, like, give me a break a little bit, is Adam Silver wants to save the world. So he's, you know, he's very, you know, conscious of, you know, what social justice and, you know, he's just...
social responsibility, right?
He is. He's socially responsible. So good person, good guy, good instinct. As a sports fan, I just care about you getting your league back in action is really what I care about. But Adam Silver, I think, you know, I think
he feels to me he's going to do everything in his power to make sure the players are absolutely happy. And I just don't think that that's possible.
Well,
like,
no,
you
it's
can
not
make them as happy as they can possibly be, but 100% happy, it's just not going to happen.
Well, it's not just that. I think Adam Silver feels like he has a higher calling a little bit.
Sure.
Society,
yeah.
Right.
You know, it's not just appeasing his players. It's, Well, okay, 11 weeks ago today, Rudy Gobert tested positive and the league shut down and a bunch of teams got testing ahead of other people, against ahead of everybody. And the NBA caught some grief for that. That left a mark on Adam Silver. Like, he doesn't like that. He doesn't want that optic, and he's concerned about that. And so that is a big impediment for the NBA, and that's a big consideration for him, which makes him a good person, but I think gets in the way of getting them back on the floor.
It's bad for business.
Or I think, you know, the NFL could, again, the NFL could give two craps about it. They're just plowing ahead, and the NHL is probably somewhere in the middle. And the baseball, the players and the owners can't agree on whether they're allowed to take a cold tub or not. But Adam Silver, again, both to his credit and, a little bit of a, like, I don't really care, Adam. Adam has he's got a higher calling. But it's time to start making some calls. It's time to start making some easy calls. And make an announcement like the NHL made and start the ball rolling. Yeah, I think it's high time for the NBA on that. All right, so there's your NBA thought. Major League Baseball calls, NHL calls, NBA calls to you right after this on our long commercial-free segment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Just a sports talk radio show.
This truly is the apocalypse.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I see a first offer that went too far. And I'm not sure what the calculus was behind this offer. Listen, first offers are always going to be a little bit outlandish. That's what negotiating is about. And I think we have to understand that. And it's why today I'm not sitting here saying there's not going to be a Major League Baseball season. The big question, Scott, is how the Players Association is going to respond to this now. Are they just going to sit back and say, you know what, this doesn't even warrant us coming back to you with a proposal? Or are they going to use this and say, now that we have all of our players working together, now that we have the force of them behind us, we're going to go and ask for what we want. And we're going to go and try and put the pressure on Major League Baseball, knowing that the league ultimately, like the players, wants to play baseball games.
Ken Passan on the MLB negotiations. Do the owners want to get back and play? Do they?
Because I don't know.
Yeah, that last proposal is not a proposal that is intended to get back on the field.
Exactly.
That is one that's meant to divide the union. And frankly, I think that might be important, more important for the overall health of the game. Is, you know, getting back control of the game from the players. And if the owner's ultimate goal here is to break up the union or diminish the union, I'm with them. Yeah. I think the sport needs it. I think the sport may need that more than they need a half season.
I mean, in some ways, and this is going to sound horrible, but I think you know what I mean. In some ways, it's a perfect time to pick a fight. Because no matter what you do, you're going to lose money this year. Right. And they've already cut a deal with the players in terms of what they're going to pay them. And so had this been a true, quote unquote, lockout, you know, then the players say, well, wait a minute, you got to honor our contracts. We want to show up. You won't let us come in. And now you've got a legal issue on your hands. But in this particular case, they cut a deal in terms of what they can pay them for the year, which is only $170 million. Again, basically a little more than $5 million per team if no season is played. The owners will save a lot of money. Now, look, I say save a lot. obviously they lose TV, they lose ticket revenue, but some of that's going to happen anyway. So in some ways, if you're going to pick a fight and try to break a union, now might be the time to do it.
All right, maybe that's what they're after. I'm with them again. All right, your calls on everything as promised. Jeff in Providence. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I'm really glad that you guys took my call at this time because I really want to bounce off a little bit what you guys are just talking about. And, you know, Matt, I've been following a lot about the fact that MLB is trying to cut back on minor league teams. And then you take into consideration the fact that you could be another year or so before you get, like, a full house of fans in a stadium. What's this to stop the owners right now from maybe kind of blowing this whole thing up? Because the one thing you have to remember is the owner's age doesn't matter. They can go 2-3 years and their career's not over. They're in the same spot. Where some of these players now, late 20s, early 30s, their time is ticking. Could this be a long-term plan to really change the way baseball looks?
What do you think, Mass?
I absolutely. I told you, I think the game needs a major overhaul in multiple ways. We know the financial structure doesn't work. I mean, they go to free agency every year, and it takes 4 months for the thing to play out. Teams just wait now, and then guys like J.D. Martinez get pissed off, and they get contracts that they deem to be undervalued in February, right before spring training starts. So that part doesn't work because of the whole qualifying offer system. The owners would tell you the players don't want to work with them on pace of play, and they're right, they don't. I mean, to me, I think the game's got major, major issues that have to get addressed, and I do wonder if this is the owners picking that fight.
Jay in Scituate, thanks for hanging on. He's been waiting patiently on the NHL format. Go ahead, Jay.
Mike, I think Cameron Taunton has said he's like 24 years old, so he doesn't get the paranoia with Montreal that guys around 50 do. But my thing, first and foremost, I hope that if they pick the two places – that the teams from the East play in the West Arena, teams in the West play in the East Arena, so no one has the ability to play in their own home arena. But my thing with the top four seeds is this. I have two things. The first is I don't feel they should be doing shootout and, you know, three-person OT and shootouts because the Bruins suck at them. So I think they should be playing this, you know, they should be playing the same playoff that the other teams are playing. But the other thing is, Maz, you talked about a governor for the draft. I was thinking, why not for the play-in, for the top four seeds? Why not just play for that first seed and then...
Okay, Jay, you've given me too much. You give me way too much. The thing about the home arena thing, okay? So teams that are cities that are under consideration to be a bubble city, Chicago, Columbus, Toronto, Edmonton, who else? Dallas, they're in the playoffs, right? Vegas, they're in the playoffs. Minneapolis, St. Paul, I think they're in the playoffs, right? Pittsburgh, all those teams are, you know, potential bubble cities.
He makes a good point.
Should that be a factor?
Yes, because again, it just puts someone in their home environment, if nothing else. So I like his idea, which is the East teams go play in Vegas, the West teams go play in Columbus, if those are the two cities, so that you have no risk or no chance that anybody is in their home city and that at least, you know, doesn't have to get on a plane or anything like that. To me, I like that idea.
Interesting. Okay, he says play real OT. For that round-robin play-in round. Again, the round-robin is for the four bye teams that are just jockeying three games for who's the 1, 2, 3, 4 seed. As it stands now, those teams are going to play regular season rules, meaning 5-minute three-on-three overtime, then a shootout, where the qualifying round teams play the full playoff-style 20-minute sudden-death overtime. The caller said that in that round-robin tournament, you should be going to that 20-minute sudden-death format. No way, man.
Me neither. I agree.
Way.
I don't want that either.
What do you want, a triple OT marathon, you know, blood and guts drag out in a game that, frankly, the seating, and we'll get back to this next hour, really doesn't matter? No way. No freaking way. Win in regulation or don't. What's the difference if you're the 2 seed or the 3? There's really not much of a difference. I don't want, well, you have a 3-hour hockey game with triple overtime to come on, give me a break.
Yeah, I don't want that either. I think that that's crazy. Because, again, those seeds, they're all going to get byes at the end of the day, and it's really just a matter of who they're going to play, and there's no way to control that part of it either.
And Montreal? Yep. I fear them. And how far do you want to go back? I think Cam asked me that. How far do I want to go back? I'll go back to 1969. I was watching the NHL Network last night. They had a special on the Big Bad Bruins of the 70s era.
Why stop there?
1969.
Keep going.
1969, double overtime, game six at the Garden. Was it Béliveau who scored to clinch the series and essentially the cup for the Canadiens in 19? I'll go back there. I watched that last night. I'm like, typical. This was the year. Again, the Bruins are flying 68-69, or coming into his prime. The series before, that's where Pat Quinn knocked out Bobby Orr with that shot along the boards, right? That check. The old-timers know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, Bucks on the line right now.
Yeah, it was Béliveau, double overtime.
Okay, Orr wasn't quite the same, so he was all wobbly going into that Canadian series. Bruins should have had that one. They lose at home, double overtime, game six, Béliveau with the game winner. Do I have that right, Murray?
That is correct.
Okay, I'll go back to 1969, Cam, if you want. I'll go back to 1959.
Maz, you know that certain teams have boogeymen, and the Bruins boogeyman is the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah, no, great. What year again was LaFleur and the too many men on the ice?
79.
79, yeah. So that was more recent. It's too new. Now, you know, we got Buck and DuPont. They'll be calling in here, and you guys can do yourself a little, you know, old man circle session if you want at like 6:30.
Kenny on Cape Cod on the NBA. Hi, Kenny.
What's up, guys? I'm not going to cry if they go 1-8 West and Eastern, but I just think it would be a good time to, if they're going to be in one site, just to go 1-16 or 1-20 or whatever. And also, do the NBA players really need their families there? I mean, does Sean Kemp really need to bring his 10 kids with 8 different girlfriends?
So, I mean, listen, I go back to the Brian Burke comment. Like, they've all been home. We've all been home. Everyone's been home for the last 12 effing weeks. By the time the seasons get going here, and Sham said, what, July training camp, August, you know, games?
Yeah.
You know, you're talking 14 weeks, 16 weeks, whatever it is, at home with your family. And so now dad has to go away for a couple of weeks to work. I think they'll survive. I think we'll all survive. And it's like, this is the hardship of quarantining. I think it's just so overblown, for crying out loud. Sometimes mom or dad has to go away to work. It's just the way it works. It's just the way that's the deal. It's the life you've chosen. Yeah, but I guess the NBA is going to make considerations for the families to come, I suppose.
Yeah, I told you, I'd be like eager to get out of the house if I were those guys. You say sometimes mom and dad have to go away to go to work. Sometimes mom and dad lie and say they're going to work and they're really going to the bar.
Well, I'm sure that there's some players want that. They want their kids and their wives there. Do you think all the players?
Oh my God, no.
Like, no.
The other thing you said about 1-16, I think going 1-16, meaning eliminating the conferences. So East-West, just seeding them 1-16, would be great for the league, horrible for the Celtics. The Celtics would go, again, I forget the exact order, but I think it would be Sixers, Clippers, Lakers, Bucks would be the road for the Celtics. It wouldn't be good for them, but I think it'd be really interesting for the league. Coming up next hour, get to some football stuff. The ESPN has this fancy pants advanced analytics projection model. And they have some interesting takeaways on the Patriots, on the Buccaneers, Brady, etc. We'll get to all of it after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Looking for hope?
House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.